Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How do some of you deal with people who act like your kids' allergies are a personal insult? Melissa from Webster wrote in for Parental Confidential, and she's sick of people's crap. 585-252-9800 if you also are frustrated when it comes to, I don't know, maybe constantly feeling like you owe people an apology when it comes to your allergies. Mm. And we all have them, but Melissa says, Moose and Breezy, thank you for airing my message. Love the show. This segment is something that I thought about writing into because I was wondering if other parents feel the same way I do. To start, my family is a very allergic family. I'm allergic to soy, melons, pollen. My husband is allergic to tree nuts and sesame. All five of our kids, damn, are allergic to peanuts, melons, cow's milk, and pollen. Three are also sensitive to gluten. From an early age, they've taken at least partial responsibility for their allergies, checking labels, asking what's in a dish at a restaurant, and of course, carrying an EpiPen. But so many people act like allergies are the end of the world and act like it's a personal offense to them when me or one of my kids mentions that they can't have a certain dish. For example, when I told my mom that we discovered my oldest was allergic to peanuts, her response was, I'm so sorry for your loss. Think of everything she'll miss out on. I'm like, WTF, she's not dead. She just can't eat peanuts.
Right.
Or someone will offer one of them a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and they'll politely say, thank you, but I'm allergic to peanuts. And the person who offered will say something like, oh, I'm so sorry. How was I supposed to know that? And they repeatedly ask about allergies.
So on the defense.
So she also goes, people ask, can you have bread? Is it safe for you to drink bottled water? Can I keep a watermelon in the house while you're here? Or do I need to put it in the garage? Stuff like that. It's just frustrating. And I was wondering how some of you react in these situations. My typical, I'm sorry you feel that way, but allergies can be serious and we're going to follow our doctor's instructions to keep our child healthy. It doesn't seem to work anymore. Would love to hear from any other parents who've dealt with this. Thanks so much.
Okay, so I have like such PTSD because I had a friend growing up that had a pretty severe peanut allergy and she always carried around like a fanny pack with all of her fixings in it, and it was like airborne, so
it can be in the same room.
I mean
that's the people who are really allergic to peanuts, they won't serve them on an airplane.
Yeah,
you know, right,
they just won't do them. My niece, when she was born, had a terrible peanut allergy, and then my nephew, when he was born, had a terrible egg allergy. So anytime they'd come over, we couldn't have anything with egg in it. We'd have to brush our teeth.
Wow.
It was serious. And then both of them, thank God, grew out of it. But right. They had it. My brother and his wife, they had to carry around an EpiPen. So we always had to just be very mindful of buying anything with egg. Did we eat egg? because if we go to greet him and kiss him hello, that can be a huge problem.
Right, right, right.
And you know me, yeah. I'm not usually thinking about this stuff, so I was their biggest concern.
Yeah, you're a liability.
Yeah, I was definitely a liability.
It was my first year working here. Actually, no, it was probably like last year. But anyways, I was heating up leftover fish.
Oh no, why would you do that?
I didn't really even think about it.
Clearly.
And, this was when people were actually in the office. And our sales girl, Nancy, is like...
She's got a shellfish allergy.
Yeah, so I almost killed her.
Yeah, you could definitely kill her from that.
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
Yeah, I never did it again.
I'm sorry you have to deal with people's terrible reactions. My husband has a lot of allergies, and I hate when people say eating like him must be impossible. As if he doesn't eat numerous times a day, and he's very much alive. But there's some things that he just cannot eat. Karen says being allergic to gluten is such a weak allergy. I think some people who say they're allergic to gluten are just using it as an excuse for attention.
Well,
that's a Karen thing to say.
Furthermore, I guess I'll ask the question.
Jeez.
People who are actually allergic to things and are like actually deadly allergic, do you get pissed off when people are like, yeah, I'm allergic just because they don't like something?
No.
Like to be like, I'm allergic to onions when you just like don't really like them. When you say that to a server.
I feel like it's just easier to just say, I don't like them. I don't want them. Why lie about it?
I know. People lie too much.
I mean, it happens.
And if there's one thing Breezy hates, it's a liar.
I've dealt with my fair share.
Trust me. So my buddy has a terrible shellfish allergy. Mm-hmm. And I just never remember. I've killed him almost 3 times. One time
You've
I brought-
almost killed him yeah. 3 times.
What?
I almost killed him 3 times. One time I brought over a pound of shrimp to put on his grill. That was a no-no.
Yeah.
Another time we were at a restaurant and I got scallops and I put a couple on his plate to try. Forgot about that. And then there was another time where I was eating more shrimp and offered him that, put that on his plate. I just constantly forget. This is why my family was nervous around me with my niece.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
She's like, you literally almost killed your own friend, so...
Leah's weighing in. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I don't have any advice, but it's absolutely unhinged that people are responding to this woman and her kids like that. There's a boy in my son's class with a severe egg allergy, and all the parents are so careful and accommodating about making sure snacks and treats, etc., are okay. I thought that was the norm, because why would you even take a risk of potentially hurting or killing a child?
Right.
I know. Well, I know. Some people, they seem more annoyed when you tell them that, hey, my kids have an allergy. But yeah. Look at all the crap that's in food today.
Right.
Is it really that surprising that people have an allergy to gluten and all the other crap today?
Right. I mean, I used to be like a little rude to my sister about her shellfish allergy because I didn't know that she had it.
Right.
Like, she developed it over time, and so we used to eat shellfish all the time growing up, and then all of a sudden, she just started bitching when we were in Florida that I wanted to go to a seafood place
right.
when we're in Florida. I didn't know it made her sick.
My buddy yeah. didn't develop his shellfish allergy until he was in his 30s.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts? How does that happen?
That's how it happened with my dad.
Well, that's how my friends are. Like, they have really severe... shellfish allergies, and like her throat literally closed.
We got a message from a Diana that says, good morning to the mom who wrote in. Give a list of foods your children can't have to whoever's house you're going over and explain it to them. My daughter's friend can't have olives but can have an olive oil, and people can eat olives around her. It's about communication. And it upsets me so much that other people take offense to other individuals' allergies. Also, that Karen woman who texted in is an imbecile. okay, guys, people are idiots when it comes to allergies unless they've experienced them personally. My daughter has a severe nut allergy, and my mother-in-law thinks she will grow out of it by giving her nuts. We don't have much of a relationship with her anymore. See, these are the type of people you're up against.
Yeah.
This is why it's a problem.
That's crazy.
For the ones who act like allergies are no big deal, just stay away from them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Thank God. I mean, that's the one thing I think I got lucky in life was to not have any kind of food allergies.
Yeah.
Because God knows I love food.
I was never allergic to anything, and we would go get allergy tested. I actually just got allergy tested, and like my brother would blow up like a balloon, and I would have nothing. I'm like, I just got stabbed 70 times for what?
In your arm or your back?
My arm?
Yeah. The allergy testing is brutal, man.
Yeah.
I had to have that a couple times as a kid.
But you know, you said that you were allergic. You used to have to go get allergy shots.
Well, to pollen, but not any kind of food.
Yeah.
The allergy shots from, you know.
Yeah.
Spring is in the air.
Sure.
All right. We're going to wrap this up, guys. Take a quick break. Melissa, thank you for your message for parental this morning. I know you got your hand full with five kids and all of them have allergies. That's tough.
That's a lot of balls to juggle, I will say.
Yes, it is. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Vibrant color. Oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Yes, that's right. We're going to bring our acting abilities out this morning. Breezy and I are going to act out a scene from a film, and Breezy will go home tonight, watch the movie, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review.
Period.
All right, be the method actress. I know you know how to be this morning. Can you?
I'll try my best.
Please. So
try my darndest.
In this scene, Breezy, you are playing my superior, my boss.
Okay.
And you're basically asking me if I can go out of my way to move my desk yet again, and I'm really getting frustrated. I'm really getting angry.
Okay.
But you're very nonchalant about it. So just have that really cool, chill, laid-back attitude. Be the cool boss, right?
Yeah.
The end of the.
I mean,
you're still an a-hole.
I would definitely be the cool boss if that was me.
I don't know what I mean. I don't know. Yeah.
If I was in that role, cool boss it is.
All right. Any questions on your end?
So I'm even keel.
Yeah, this is a cubicle setting. The worst working environment you could possibly think of, okay?
Got it.
All right, Joe, go ahead and do the honors. It's probably your last week with us, so you know what to do for Moosterpiece Theater. Ready when you are.
Lights, camera, action.
I said I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit because they have moved my desk four times already this year. And I used to be over by the window in that where I could see the squirrels.
Hey, Milton, what's happening? Mil, we're going to need you to go ahead and move downstairs into storage B. Listen, we have some new people coming in and out of the space, and we just got to get everything ready.
I told I didn't have to move again, and the desk has already been moved four times already.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So if you could just go ahead and collect your things and move them into the basement, that would be so great. Thank you.
No, I told Lynn that if I had to move one more time, I was going to lose it because someone took my stapler and they didn't return it. And I already told them that if I have to move one more time.
So why don't you go ahead and pack up your stuff, move it down. Move it down there, because that would be so terrific. That's just what we're going to do. Okay.
Excuse me, but I was told like my stapler would be returned and I don't have it yet. And I don't want to move into the basement because of the cockroach problem.
All right. All right. Have a good one.
All right, but that's the last straw.
And cut.
We crushed it. Absolutely crushed.
You know, I would, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are we at, Joe?
Moose.
Honest opinion.
You hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
And?
Like, you got a 10. Breezy, you got like a 9.
Okay, that's not bad. It's not bad.
A 9?
Yeah.
Truthfully,
6-4.
I was going to say 6-4.
I was going to say 11, so we're all kind
of... I was going to say 6-4. I mean, people already right off the bat, they're already guessing in. The name of that movie is... Joe, you want to take a stab at it?
Office Space, based on the voice you're doing.
The stapler.
That's right. Yeah. That is Office Space and the stapler.
Big stapler vibes.
Milton, one of the greatest characters in a film ever. Now, Breezy, this movie is legendary. Please do it justice tomorrow for your review. None of this, I was going to give it a 2.4, but I'm feeling generous, so I gave it a 3. Okay? Really score it and give it the score it deserves.
Oh, I will.
Starring the beautiful Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, haven't
she's
seen
in this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you have not seen Office Space, highly recommend it. Because
let's all watch it together tonight. Let's go to Big Red's place, Big Red's couch.
Let's go to Big Red's couch. I feel like sometimes this building reminds me of Office Space. We all have that one work environment that we're in. We're like, this is like, I don't want to sing happy birthday to this person right now.
I feel like if it were Office Space, we would need coworkers to come in the building, but we just don't have that. So.
Twice a week.
Twice a week.
If that.
Where's the printer?
If that.
Greatest movie. All right, we'll check in with your review tomorrow morning, Breezy, on PXY Mornings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. You know, it's always great when you pay off a vehicle. Finally. But it seems as if the car falls apart as soon as it's paid off. Right?
Yeah, I think I paid my car off whenever summer you got back. So 2.5 years ago.
2023.
And last payment, the maybe 2 days after, starter went.
The starter went.
Classic.
So I had to get it towed, and it was just, it was a rigmarole, okay? And ever since then, I mean, yes, I don't have a car payment. Even though my car payment was literally $100 a month, I know.
Pretty cheap.
I know. Yeah. It was very.
Is that, what were you paying, though, monthly?
$100.
It was $100 flat.
Yeah, I think it was like $115. Yeah.
No, that's definitely a cheap car.
I mean,
payment.
It was a used car. I put a ton down. I mean,
oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But anyways, same car that I have now, and it's a 2017. I got it in 2020. If you think about it, we didn't really go anywhere in 2020. So
no, we didn't.
It wasn't really being driven.
Right.
And then the last 4 years, we've just absolutely gotten after it. And in that time, there's wear and tear and things of that nature. But it's making some weird noises, it's doing some weird things, and it has 108,000 miles on it.
Oh, yeah. That
so
baby.
I'm,
oh,
the wheels just a are baby. Starting to turn. Is that though?
My car has like 217,000.
But that's, like that makes
in,
makes
it's
sense
in pristine
for a college
condition.
It's not in pristine condition, no.
That makes sense. You're a college kid, though. It should have a lot of miles on it.
What do you drive?
Chevy Cruze.
The old Chevy Cruze. So yeah, maybe it does have another 100,000 miles. I hope that's the case.
Well, look, here's.
But I don't know that for certain. I don't.
No, I mean, listen, you seem to have given my uncle a lot of business in the
Very
last year.
Much so.
So, you know, the auto sales.
Shout out.
But
the wheels are starting to turn, and I'm thinking about, you know, when my car goes, because I will run that into the ground,
you
obviously.
Will. Yeah.
Doesn't matter to me. But when my car goes, I really have been intrigued by maybe dabbling in an electric vehicle.
I wouldn't do it. You could.
Not full blown electric. Not full blown. I would do more of a hybrid situation so I could put gas in it if I needed to, if I was going on road trips, things like that. But.
After all, you are an environmentalist.
I am a massive environmentalist. I want to save the planet. Also, you get a $4,000 tax break, so that's amazing too.
If you go hybrid or full electric?
Hybrid. Well, any electric vehicle. Any electric vehicle. Whether it's hybrid or full electric.
I mean, I could just see the frustration that's going to come out of you. If you have somewhere to go and the vehicle's not charged, you're going to lose it.
But if I have the option to put gas in.
Well, if it's something, I mean, here's the other thing. Not to sound like a negative Nancy here, but. You going from $100 a month car payment to something like $350, that's it's going to be a lot. It might be more. I don't know what's going on with your credit.
Well, I mean, like, I would probably buy something used. I don't need like a brand new car.
Facebook you know Marketplace.
I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Something on Facebook Classic. Marketplace and hope for the best. No, I mean, like, I'm looking at cars. I'll obviously get something for my car. I'll put something down. If I'm getting a $20,000 vehicle.
I want to hear from our listeners. What are you guys' suggestions? How many of you have an electric car and love it? And how many of you are like, I wouldn't do it again?
Like, did it change your life? Did it change your wallet? I think the only thing I'm really worried about is my wallet. Okay, maybe I can pay a $300 month car payment because I'm not paying $150 in gas.
Right. I mean,
how
you're
much
gonna
do you drive? That's the question. How much do you drive a week, miles wise?
Well, I'm thinking my wheels are turning of, you know, where will I be next year? Not in the city. I'll tell you that much. Not anywhere close. You know what I mean? So commute will get longer, things of that nature. So I'm just looking at my future.
Yeah. My uncle has an electric car. It's got about like 300 miles in range. I mean, it's like a gas tank.
Right.
But you have to sit there at a Walmart parking lot or a Whole Foods or whatever place has a charger for like half an hour, full hour.
Well, I already looked into it. There's charging stations in the garage right here.
Yeah.
So there, there's just, a like, couple. Leave it and be good with it. But also, I would never get full electric because I know myself and I can barely even charge my phone. I like the idea of like the gas being the backup if needed.
A couple of people are weighing in with that they love their Prius. Is that something you would ever drive?
My mom has one. She loves it.
Yeah, I don't see Breezy driving a Toyota Prius.
The thing about it is like when I get a new car, I want it to be an SUV, but I only want to get an SUV if it's electric because I don't want to pay the gas. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go from paying $30, $40 every couple of weeks for my car to then $50 every week. I'm not doing that.
Someone says, Breezy, get the 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander. They have that in hybrid? Yeah, I guess they do. That's an option.
I was looking at the Honda CR-V hybrid.
They're beautiful. And I test drove one when I was over at IDE. And I was like, you know, as much as I wanted an SUV, I'm like, I just felt like it was too much car for me. I'm one person. I don't drive around with a lot of people in my car. It's just me.
Yeah.
It's easier to park, especially in living in the city.
I'm just thinking like safety. Like I've always been in a Matchbox car.
Yeah, your car now is a paperweight, that's for
and
sure.
And I just want to feel a little higher. Like, I've been driving around my dad's car. I'm, like, literally towering over everybody.
Go see my friends at IDE. They'll have you test drive a nice Honda CR-V hybrid.
I'm going to shop around.
Huh?
I'm going to have to shop around. I'm going to have to see.
Just go see them.
Yeah. Now you're pushing the endorsement.
I know.